The smile of a little girl too young to understand she will probably never walk again. We found 4-year-old Sama Abit Rabo a week ago lying in an Egyptian hospital in El Arish. Her uncle, who travelled with her, alleges she was shot by an Israeli soldier as she stood outside the family home and while her grandmother waved a white flag. Her two young sisters were killed. We set out to find Sama's father in northern Gaza. In parts of Jabalia, there's not a house left standing. We did have Sama's photo. They'd heard a story that they didn't recognize the face. But then just as we were beginning to give up hope, a man strolling behind the car suddenly spotted the picture.
Can you show me?
Sama's father, Khaled.
You're her father? Yes. We saw, we met her in El Arish, we're from the BBC.
How is she, he asks.
She can't walk.
The tank was over here, he said. It was 10 to 1 in the afternoon. We were told to come out of the house, the women, and my three daughters, Samer, Amal, and Soad. Then he said a soldier came out of the tank carrying an M16 rifle, and he started to shoot at the children. Some of the soldiers were eating chocolate and crisps. 7-year-old Soad died instantly. This is her teddy bear. He showed me her picture from the mortuary. Amal died later. From the wreckage of the house, Khaled is still gathering mementos.
A week ago, in the Egyptian town of El Arish, we heard the details of this story, which was sufficiently shocking for us to come here and find Sama's father. Today, we've heard the same account, almost word for word, allegations of the most serious kind.
There was many cases of exchange of fire between Hamas and IDF forces. We know that in that area as well, many civilian facilities were turned into military camps for Hamas's needs.
Sama's grandmother Soad is still being treated for her wounds. She repeats the same allegation. The Israeli soldier shot us deliberately, she insists, slowly, slowly. The BBC has given the Israeli military the map references, the time and the date. The witness statements are also available. They have promised to investigate. But whatever did happen here, there are two dead children and a little girl who may never walk again. Christian Fraser, BBC News, Gaza.